Eat that. Yo.
Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
It's good.
It's good for you.
Okay, tell him we don't know. Sorry.
I'm sorry, we don't know.
All right, let's go.
Have a good day. Be gay.
I'm sorry, we don't know what song was being played. For real, for fun, for everyone, you're listening to Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour, gayradioshow.com, the most unique radio show of its kind, every Tuesday, 91.5 FM WPRK, streaming online and archived on our website, gayradioshow.com, and with the free TuneIn Radio app. If you download TuneIn Radio, just search WPRK. You can listen to the show anytime you want to. I'm your host, DJ Justice. This is episode number 348, going around the circle, some new voices, some old voices, and let's start with good old faithful Tom Gadonis.
Hello, I'm here.
How you doing, man?
I'm here. I'm really gay today.
I need some therapy today because we're gonna. He's my unofficial therapist. So we'll talk about some things I'm realizing.
Yeah, but you never take my advice.
I actually do. I listen. I think about it very deeply. Over there. Thank you, Jeff. I'm getting to you. Thank you.
I want to make noises like that though. I can't do cool noises. I'm all like.
I'm sure there's an app somewhere out there for it. It's fine.
Like the drag queen tongue snap. Can you do that? Because I can't.
No, that was a click. That wasn't like the black girl mouth pop. Like,
I can't fully do it, but.
Yeah, mine just sounds like I'm like trying to make
now,
out
you
like
have
a,
to be,
a fish.
You have to be careful with the mouth pop, because if you do a mouth pop inadvertently or even accidentally near a group of sassy black women, it can be taken as like a call to action. Like it can be like, why you frontin'? Like, so one time I accidentally mouth popped.
Whoa, for real?
One time
I didn't know it was like
one time
throwdown.
I accidentally mouth popped and girl started taking her ponytail out, coming to me like, what'd you say to me? Can you get that again, please? Kind of on the air. Thank you.
Well, were you doing, like, mouth pops as in, like, African language racial slur?
What do they want?
Because that could make someone mad.
No, it's not the song. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, dude, this is a talk show, so I don't really know how it happens with the music, but if you go on WPRK's website, I'm pretty almost positively sure there'll be stuff there, so check it out.
And have a gay day.
Bye-bye. Oh, they said thank you. You too. Okay. Anyway, and then a special friend. She's with us. It's a real girl.
A real one. I know. I
you still didn't introduce me.
Oh,
sorry. Josh Roth is here. I'm over
hi,
already.
Hi. Thanks, everyone.
Hey.
So glad and appreciated to be back.
No, we're glad you're back.
You
we've
so
missed
much.
You, man.
Mm, we're going to make
been a,
out.
It's been a while since we've seen you.
I don't know. She has a vagina. So I really should be a news broadcaster. I can change subjects.
For those of you not listening, just check out the podcast broadcast. Make sure you check us out. Call the radio station if you want to find out what's going on. 407-646-2915. And you can hit us up on Twitter.
I have something to
Twitter.
You can hit us up on Twitter during the show at Gay Radio Show. That's Twitter.
Twitter.
At Gay Radio Show. Do hashtag Gay Radio Show and we'll get your comments and talk about them on the air. Maybe, maybe not. And we have a good friend with us. No, Brittany. Brittany's a new voice on the show with us. She's, I'll be honest, I don't know her very well. She's a girl. She has a great speaking voice. She has good energy. So I said, come on the show.
And I did.
And she came on the show and she said she has a background. So what is your story? Like, what do you do? Who are you?
Oh, that's really deep.
Probably should do this stuff before I go on the air, huh?
Yeah.
A little bit.
No, it's okay. Well, I'm a native Floridian, I guess you can call me. I was born in Tennessee, so I'm not like super native, but I'm native. And I went to school at the University of Mississippi,
okay.
Which is Ole Miss.
Ole Miss!
Mm-hmm. Go Roll Tide, right? Is that Roll Tide?
No. Big faux pas.
We just beat them 2 times in a row. But no, I studied broadcast at the University of Mississippi, and I had a lot of fun doing it. And I moved back home to kind of take a break. And I work for the Orlando Magic and some really fun stuff now.
So, I met you last night, or I met you a few weeks ago at the Monday night event that just finished up at Southern Nights,
yes.
Orlando Drag Race Live, and you were there. So I didn't know, were you just there because you're a fan of the drag queens, or did you have some association with the club or any specific person? Like, how did we end up crossing paths?
Well, what happened was I actually had my birthday at Southern Nights one night. And I love drag. I've always loved drag. I think it's really cool. I think it's a really good form of art.
I personally hate it. Can't stand it. Little known fact. Shocker. Hate drag.
Go home.
Can't stand it.
No one likes you anymore.
Yeah.
When they named me the honorary drag queen of radio, I said, oh.
Bye, Felicia.
I mean, you can borrow my lashes any day. But No, I just loved person. It. And I've become friends with a bunch of people in the community. I very work cool. the door at Pulse on Wednesday nights and work some stuff for Southern. So
well, very nice.
Cool.
Good job. We also have guests here in studio with us. Our one of our biggest fans, John, is sitting here on the couch. He brought some homemade ice cream for everyone. And
Chef
then,
John.
Chef John. Wearing his Nightwing shirt. I have something for you at the house, by the way. What is that? Tandry trivia?
A mind game for adults.
A mind game. We can't play a board game on the air.
Watch us.
No. What
is this?
Ooh, I'm going to read the categories.
Oh, no. It's for me to take later, so we're not doing it on the air. Okay. And then over there on the couch, we also have Angel here with us. And
ooh, there's play money.
Brittany, something the show does every year, and it's creeping up on me. You know, I don't want to have to do the work for it this year, but October, we all know what October means when it comes to the gay radio show.
Halloween!
No. What do we do every October?
Is that the Naked Radio Censor Your Junk contest?
We should probably give it a different name now. No, but this year it's Phalogica.
Is it really that time of year already?
It's Phalogica. Yeah. It's time for the
get fifth, vaccinated.
It's time for the fifth annual Out Loud Orlando Logo Over Your Junk contest. Where you go to gayradioshow.com, you right-click save our circular logo, you put it over yourself strategically to make your pictures of whatever kind they'd like to be, Facebook appropriate, and whoever gets the most number of Facebook likes and Twitter followers and retweets and Instagram hearts and things like that, they get a cash prize. And I realize that I have not even thought about the details. I haven't written up the I got to do
what
all this.
What details? You just...
You got to make it all official like a contest. Well, they can't know. You can't just say put naked pictures online.
Well, you can.
You can, actually. If you want to.
No, but then again, we're also dealing with that, too. Remember, we're in uncharted territory.
The Facebook sensors mix all sorts of things.
I think the last time we did this contest, we more or less didn't talk about it on the air at all because we were dealing with... Crohn's disease Nazi man.
Yeah.
And he's gone, you know, so...
Oh, hold on.
That's an intense name.
I don't know. I feel
like this year's gonna be really good because last year everyone got super creative. We had real girls,
did.
We had real boys, we had
now should I allow
boys. To fake girls and fake boys.
Should I allow someone to enter the contest that won the contest? Or if I don't particularly like that person, can I say no, you're not allowed?
But I think
this
if you
my contest.
I think if you are
I don't want to give you money anymore because I don't
they
like
show
you anymore,
their face?
Isaac.
How would you know?
What?
Did
yeah.
they show you
okay.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's like saying to Tyra Sanchez, come back on Drag Race.
Yeah, they already
won. No, this is not All Stars logo over your junk contest. Maybe when
All Stars people haven't won yet.
Maybe when we've been on the air 10 years, I'll get the past 10 winners. But they all disappear, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, if you win, you end up in a ditch.
If you win the the first winner.
We shouldn't be advertising.
The
it
first
that way.
Winner of the Out Loud Orlando contest ended up, like, hating my guts and is somewhere, like, doing hair and addicted to meth, allegedly, in, like, North Carolina. The third dude, he had like Elmo birthday, he was naked and with like birthday balloons in the corner with the logo over his junk. And then I thought I had a relationship with this guy. He ended up conning me out of $500 for a Vegas trip that never happened. So he not only won the contest, he got $500 more of my money by scamming me. And then who's the other one? The other one, the second year guy, the kind of nerdy one, the one that was like wearing the Pokemon hat, like the hipster kid.
Yeah, he disappeared.
He won, and 3 days after I gave him his money at Halloween Horror Nights, his roommate said that he just like stopped talking to them, packed up all his crap, left during the middle of the night. No one has seen or heard from him ever
since. Well, what this means is that your prize money means that people have reached like self actualization, and then they can just disappear.
This is actually a really elaborate plot done in conjunction with the witness relocation program where you win a contest and then magically disappear.
Or death becomes her.
Or death becomes her. It could go either way.
I don't know. So we'll figure out about that. But we do that. I have to find some way to make this like relevant. We do the contest. We do the logo over your junk contest to bring awareness.
To body image.
I was just going to say awareness.
Well,
are we
October.
Trying to pick a charity?
But love your body, no matter what it looks like.
How are we going to give it? We're giving the person the money.
Let's give it to PETA.
No.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it for Lyme disease research.
Lyme disease?
Oh, Lyme disease.
My friend's actually like really struggling with it.
They like to hang out with deer ticks?
What?
You get Lyme disease from deer ticks.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's not the...
But, like, it's, like, a serious thing. I mean, she just raised a lot of money because the best treatment they can find is over in Germany.
Serious and hardcore.
Well, let's raise money for Lyme disease.
Yeah, research. I don't really actually know anything
sound
about
shady
Lyme disease.
It's going to sound shady if I say, like, you know, the person that puts up the greatest nude picture with our logo over their junk gets $250, and we get $50 to Lyme disease.
That's good. That's good. That's nice.
Or you can do it in conjunction with donations.
Yeah. Or you could just say, hey, and then we
send
could
a picture, donate
see, but
$5.
But that we have to be mindful of, because when I keep it all in house, I'm just saying that I'm gifting whatever I have for whoever, you know, because this is not an official contest. It's
sure.
like it's well, through the website and through us. So anytime we try to I don't know, I have to check on that. But I'm not against the idea. I like where your heart is because you're a better person than me. You're a better person than most of the other gay people.
Why
I
can't
know.
It be Floyd Lyme disease? Like whatever. Whatever.
I think that's a new disease.
Yeah, it's you know.
I got phallological Lyme disease.
Sifagana herpes Lyme disease. Yeah.
Herpagona syphilades.
Oh, Lyme disease.
Oh, God. Speaking about contests, so last night there was a contest at Southern.
Yeah, I'll let you. Can I do the three things I learned this week, and I'll let you kind of take point on this one.
You guys okay. Shut down.
Let's shut down.
No. I want him to talk about it, but it's one of the three things I learned this week, and so it doesn't count unless we play the segment. Just listen to the segment. Just play the
segment. I can't listen
to the three things Justice learned this week.
We have someone in here with a degree in broadcasting Justice. Yeah. Get off, Brandon.
I'm not on Grindr. I'm actually texting my ex, who does not realize that I'm still on the air Tuesdays at 4:00. You know, so that's a bit of a problem. Don't wait to text me until the one time I don't want to talk to anyone because I'm too self-absorbed to notice other people.
Yeah, or Chris Crocker.
Oh. Shut up. You?
Wait, is that for real?
She was in the room during the interview?
I cannot confirm or deny anything that happened. I plead the fifth.
What you hear...
Always a good idea on this show. Always a good idea. After.
I'm single because of the Chris Crocker interview.
Yeah. Oh.
And dead puppies.
Oh, God, guys.
What is this show turning into? It's
a circus. Madhouse.
We did it on a pile of dead puppies.
Everyone has to try it at least once.
One of them's name was Brittany.
Did you leave
Saved
her alone?
It!
Did you leave her alone?
I left it alone all night long. Anyway,
what?
I cannot.
What did you learn this week?
I learned that eventually, no matter how much of a good person I think I am, I'm going to open my mouth. So anyway, so last night was...
If you ever broke your jaw, people would maybe think you're a much better person. If you had to like have it wired shut for like 6 weeks,
you'd
be like,
a mute.
You know what? I really feel like I'm...
All right, now, well, because you mentioned... Let me. We'll get back to Orlando Drag Race Live, the first thing I learned this week, but that was on my list. I feel like... It's an interesting dynamic. Going from battling cancer, going through chemo, and then coming out of that, growing in a lot of ways that have been awesome. I definitely, you know, a lot of self-inventory. Trying to keep up with those things once you're through a period of adversity. Going through a relationship, coming out of that relationship, realizing that it was taking me a few steps backwards, and that's not what I want to do right now in my life. But I realized that I have a much more pleasant personality and more game when I'm talking to someone or dating someone and not allowed to boom, snap, clap with everyone. I
love how you just did air fingers, air quotes,
yeah,
and
yeah.
No one could see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
There was air quotes.
I think
quotes.
I'm going to start just constantly pretending that I'm in a relationship or that I'm just talking to someone because I think I put out the better side of my personality that people are more drawn to. So I'm going to get more
Isn't
attention.
Isn't that so counterintuitive?
Yeah. Speaking
well,
of which,
obviously,
can you hand me that envelope? I think this is a good time for this.
Obviously, I'm not good at being single, but I'm good at being charming when I'm somebody's boyfriend.
But
I just can't do what I want with other people.
Why do you have the urge to be so unfaithful?
Yeah. Something's broken.
No, not unfaithful. Just I want to be the good person that'll get the action and the attention. But that guy only comes out when I'm in a relationship and I can't act on it.
But if you don't have the person to bring out the better in you,
but
are
if
you
I,
just
but if I make a but if I make a pretend boyfriend,
yeah, it's confusing.
If I make a pretend boyfriend, it's like how on on the bus this Friday. I think about other people. I'm like gay radio Jesus. I think about others. And so
did you just say you're gay? No.
Well, there aren't many other gay radio people to
yeah.
compare
so,
to. So.
On the House of Adonis party bus, which is the other thing I learned this week, the person that I had with me on Friday was just, you know, we were all having some beverages, some adult cocktails, and then
opposed to children ones? Is there children cocktails?
There's young adult.
Shirley I was Temples. Like chilling.
I make my
Shirley
kid a virgin
Temples
martini
are the
all the
number
time.
Number one.
I see. Oh.
My twin nephews, they're not even a year old. They already know how to make a Manhattan.
Well, that's.
And their sippy cup.
That's nice.
It's like, good. Give Uncle Justice a Manhattan. They wobble over there with their giant, big old heads, can barely walk. One of my twins looks Asian.
I'm never leaving my children, ever. I mean, I don't have children, but.
I don't either.
So we're on the bus, and. My friend that I'm with, you know, kind of just gets in like a misunderstanding with somebody else. And when you're drunk, misunderstandings with people you don't know, that can sometimes become a fight or an argument. Whereas when it's people you know, you kind of laugh it off and you get the joke. So,
or you punch them in the face and
so
then you laugh about
when
it.
He started getting into yes. it, my only drunk defense that I was able to come up with was, well, let me put all the attention myself. So I started picking a fight with someone in the back row purposely to get the entire bus then involved in my fight.
You that chose then, violence to end violence.
No, that then deflected the attention from them coming at my friend and then turned into, I knew I could start the fight with this other group of people. And then once the attention was gone from him, I could talk my way out of it and make it a non-situation and make it a joke. And, oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood you because blah, 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 I'm drunk. And that worked.
I don't think we should be friends anymore.
Yeah. Your logic is seriously...
It's
but
cute.
It yields results. So at one point, whether it's flawed or not, you have to acknowledge
it
that it does yield.
Real?
Well,
yeah.
I didn't say
so.
Positive,
the ends
negative.
Justify the means
is what you're trying to. So I think that this gift from
I'm really thinking about that. Really thinking about this is a gift.
Yeah, this is a gift from our good techie friend Ricky.
Happy unbirthday! Do not open until radio show on Tuesday. Is he doing this because he's trying to take control of the airwaves again? Because I'm about to be a bit paranoid and start thinking people trying to take my show away from me again. I got an email this week, so. Is someone trying to circumvent my rule?
No, not that.
Tell me I'm the ultimate supreme radio master.
Absolutely not.
Tell me I'm
just
the ultimate
the
supreme radio master.
You're so good at unwrapping
no,
packages.
No, I refuse to stroke
one.
Your ego.
It's a book.
Called?
It's a book called Faking It, How to Seem Like a Better Person Without Actually Improving Yourself. A humorous guide on how to bluff one's way through life.
Pretty sure that book was written for you.
I'm pretty sure I already read this book 3 years ago and got
Did you really?
Signed by the author. I know this book. It's a great book. Thank you.
You just ruined Ricky's gift. You're like the worst gift acceptor ever.
Yeah, I'm trying
this
to.
Is not
I'm
an Indian giver.
I'm trying
so,
to
like,
take away
refund.
The power. No, this looks great, but I mean, I can't read a book. You want me to read a book on the air?
No,
I'll read a passage.
You're supposed to read the book for yourself, but it's a joke because it's a joke.
No, I'm good at bluffing my way through life. I keep decorative stones in the sink in my bathroom.
You just
I
told
sometimes
us you
light
started a fight with someone
candles.
To try to divert from another
and
fight.
And that you have better game when you're with somebody else.
Right. Because I'm nice. I'm good when I date. I'm a good
what?
Boyfriend when I'm not bored.
When I have a fake boyfriend.
Well, I don't want a fake boyfriend. I think every time I meet somebody now, so they don't automatically think I'm going for the kill, I want to always be like, oh, I'm just talking to someone, but I'd like to get to know you too. And then they'll lower their defenses.
And
then
you sound
I
like a whore.
Well, the shoe fits.
Yeah,
valid. Let's listen back to the first episode of this radio show in 2009. We're good. Okay, enough about me. Believe it or not, enough about me.
Oh, thank goodness.
Orlando Drag Race Live is a competition that takes place for the last several weeks. Every Monday night at Southern Nights, it's had several queens come and go. We had the final three last night. Lady Barry Matthews of the final three was on the show this last week.
Her.
I'm a big fan of her. I'm also a big fan of Cassie Daga because
she's
of her
great.
Energy. She's funny. She's cool. The other finalist was Angelique Young. Went last night with my roommate. Went last night with our friend Mike and had a great time. I saw Brittany there, and it's a really good event. And you know, we have an association
it
with
is.
The event
Katana
because
really I've, has given a good platform to. For like newcomers,
right.
There's newcomer pageant stuff, but this is like a real forefront where they can develop themselves and figure out their own style. I love it.
And she has been awesome enough to let me be a judge at the last 2 years for the roast challenge, you know, to get to give some feedback. So we have a little bit of involvement with the show. So, okay, what did you think about
last
night?
Well, let's all talk about the elephant in the room. Angelique Young should not have won. No tea, no shade.
I mean, she's a good queen.
It might burn a little bit. She's,
she did
she's
a good performance last
she,
night.
But the entire competition, she came out with some hair whips, danced, and had a costume. Every single performance. You came out, you whipped your hair, you danced, and you had a costume on. Everyone else, like, pushed themselves, did really crazy, intricate things. Lady Barry Matthews won more challenges than anyone else and slayed last night.
Lady Barry's good. I like Lady Barry.
Very good. And Lady Barry has done Lady Barry, but, like, pushed herself, done interesting things. Cassie Dega, amazing.
By far the most improved person.
Everyone keeps saying that. And I think she, you know, she is very new to drag. And yes. I think she utilized Orlando Drag Race Live to kind of find her drag self. And I love her. She's quirky. She does her own thing.
I didn't
thing.
Know her drag self was lost.
Yeah. Well, she just had to find it.
And she moved to Orlando today. So luckily yeah. we're going
to
be seeing.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. She's from Daytona.
We'll have her on more.
So she's going to come in. And
well, she lived down near like the Kissimmee area.
That's Lady Barry.
Who Cassie moved. Cassie moved.
Yeah, from Daytona.
Yeah. So I think Angelique Young. Around. Angelique Young bored me last night. She was the only one to mess up during her number. So that's my opinion. I really think Lady Barry Matthews should have won it. She won more challenges. She turned the party every single week, including last night. And
we gotta start.
I don't understand.
Daniel, we gotta start controlling who you give drag critiques to when you're drinking, though, because this has happened a few times. Daniel waits to get wasted and go up to Queens and start reading them and be like, listen, you're a good queen, but that's horrible, and this is, you gotta change that, and let's get your this on point. And she's like, at 2 a.m., inebriated with your voice yelling at someone.
I don't ever yell at people.
Oh, Daniel, you're yelling every time you talk, bro. You're deaf in one ear. You forget this sometimes.
Nightclubs are loud.
They are very loud, but I mean,
you have two tones of voice, not speaking and outside of the truck pull. It's not going to be quiet. You're not allowed to comfort a small child. There.
I ran.
Your mommy and daddy are dead.
I am very good at
hush,
comforting
little
children.
Baby.
I'm very good with kids.
Making them pass out from their eardrums bursting.
I used to run a gymnastics gym with like 300 students.
And you know what? And all of them, hard of hearing, tinnitus. Today, tinnitus. They're all getting ear pumps from Marley Matlin.
No.
Oh.
No, they're not.
Pumping them ears.
Anyways, that's my view on it. Just about everyone I talked to was like, I don't really think Angelique should have won.
What do you think?
Who is Angelique?
Oh, the tea is hot. I love it. For those
I'm going to sip on my bottle of water here while Brittany talks for a minute.
Great. Well, my girl wasn't even in the top three. Unfortunately, she had to drop out due to her job at Halloween Horror Nights. But I am a team Victoria Elizabeth Mercy all the way.
I do like her. She's very good.
I like her style. I don't know. I know him as a boy.
Oh, yeah. I know
And think he has, like, I don't even think we like each other, but I think he has a very defined personality and a kind of a very, you know, strong personality. I haven't seen that translate to his drag. Now, again, this comes from not knowing him other than the show, but I kind of expected a bit more when it came to, like, the comedy challenges and a little bit of the theatrics of being a drag queen. Looks like a drag queen, acts like a drag queen, creative, neat ideas, painted amazing. But when you look for that extra little thing, I feel like Victoria Mercy wasn't bringing it. So it would have been interesting to see how she would have fared had she stayed in the competition. So definitely a fan of her aesthetic and the whole Mercy clan. I think all of the Mercies look amazing. I don't know if the Mercies are necessarily, you know, they're, I mean, how would you call that? Your performance presentation queen versus I wouldn't want to put her on the mic to host a show. Does that make any sense?
Well, I think though in this competition, and I mean, I'm going to jump in and defend my friend. Like,
yeah.
Like,
oh,
yeah.
I'm not attacking.
No, you're
I'm
not
just
attacking
saying, like,
at all.
I definitely love her style, but yeah. I don't get that vibe of I'm a drag queen that could command a room on a microphone and host an audience.
I will say the way that the competition was set up, there were a lot of challenges at the beginning that were like throw shade at this person or do this to the person, and that's not Victoria. Victoria is very aesthetically like whole mind thing. So you throw someone who can do anything into a comedy challenge when she's known for doing like effects makeup, it's going to kind of shift your game a little. And I think that's what happened with a lot of these queens that have never done something like that.
Well, she won some challenges.
She won
the first challenge.
No, she didn't.
She didn't win the fire?
No,
the fire challenge?
Ava de Amor won the fire challenge.
Ooh, girl.
And she won.
That's
she
the
was
gayest
in the group
ever
rap
done on
challenge.
The air.
She had the
right
big,
there. That's the gayest thing I've ever done on the air.
Except for that Chris Crocker episode.
I did.
That was pretty gay too, right?
Gosh, the tea is so hot today. My lips, they are burned.
Listen, we've learned our lesson now. We just don't do poppers on the air ever again. Or during interviews.
We don't guarantee anything here at GayRadioShow.com.
Oh, God.
We do when we're in the studio. We guarantee many things.
We do.
But I think it's an interesting challenge, just like RuPaul is a very interesting... Because drag queens do what they want. Like, that's the thing.
I'm a drag queen. I do what I want.
There's not a rule. It's not like you walk on the scene and you're like... And I also
I do what I want.
Yeah.
I wear heels.
So
I wear heels every day.
Then you do what
today.
You want.
I do. I'm a real girl. Like, whatever. But...
Respect my authority.
And that's awesome.
Moving on to the second thing, I guess.
Yeah, can you not do that?
We got to keep the show going. Mic drop, mic
two,
drop.
So
I'm out.
So far, two mics have been dropped today. We're getting back in the mic. Beautiful.
Not one, but two. Oh, there's gestures happening. There's gestures.
All right, so this happened in our own backyard, and it's interesting how everyone's trying to get this story. Local news. I'm sorry, who else were we talking about? The local news.
You look so disheveled. There is just paper everywhere. How do you...
Equality. Florida is trying to track down this girl. Fox News is trying to track down this girl. I got on her Twitter and was like, hey, you'll call our show today.
Found the poppers.
This has to do with...
What is happening?
This has to do with our own Orlando International... Thank you. Our own international airport.
What's going on? Because I
so here's what happened yesterday.
In and out of that airport a lot with no problems, but why did bad things keep happening with the Orlando airport? There was the TSA agent stealing stuff. Yeah. There was molestation. Now this.
Yesterday, a trans woman known as Shady Patowski.
Maybe it's Shady.
I think it's Shandy or Shandy. Maybe.
There's no.
Sade?
Sade. The singer Sade is a transgender woman that was assaulted at the Orlando... We're making fun of a serious topic. People are going to think we're being insensitive. God dang it.
No, that was a legitimate guess on what her name was.
It's spelled S-H-A-D-I.
Shady.
S-H-A-D... That's Sandy, because I'm Brittany with an I.
There's no N.
There's no N.
Oh my God.
Shady Patowski.
I do have a degree.
Shady Patowski entered the security area of the Orlando International Airport on Monday. She encountered a series of embarrassing, frightening, and ultimately despicable interactions with TSA agents. She was in Central Florida to celebrate her birthday with her mother, and went on then a live streaming Twitter rant as everything was happening to her, and they posted all of them. So these are all the stories that came in. She talked about being held aside from going through. I guess the little X-ray puff of air
they
scan thing.
They found an, quote-unquote, anomaly.
They found an anomaly in her pants where they said, wait a minute, you're saying you're a lady and you're dressed like a lady and we're finding something. What are you hiding in your pants?
It was her penis.
Okay, and then so there wasn't a, you know, so they didn't handle the situation well as far as to either have a proper person do the search or react. Someone said, you know, I'm paraphrasing, this is all alleged. Don't come after me, Orlando International. You know, allegations of, you know, someone saying, hey, what are you, going through and not going through proper protocol where you can do a private search or a private screening if you request that. Have someone that is, you know, of the certain gender do a screening or a pat down of you. She claims she left Mr. Flight after being, you know, locked away in a room.
Well, because she also claims that they told her that she could not come back through security unless she appeared as a man.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's post-op waist up or not, so I can't.
I think so.
Well, it's none of our business. None of our business. So
no, I mean, she's a pretty girl. Yeah.
It is none of our business, but it is a difference if she comes in with having had surgery to give her breast and they say you need to come out as a man.
Right.
Yeah. That's a difference.
Yeah. Well, no, at that point, if someone says you need to come back as a man, you would say, I'm transgender and I live as a woman. Is there any issue here? Or hey, do you have someone that is comfortable or familiar with transgender issues? And you know, and I believe she's saying praise to, I guess, one, I don't know who the exact person was. He was either a member of Orlando Police or some other individual with law enforcement that had training and background and experience with LGBT transgender issues that kind of came in and I guess saved the day for her after she had been through this whole experience. Now everyone is vying for the interview, including us. As of this morning, they fully disassembled my luggage. Luggage was about 40 minutes, two full body pats down. I missed my flight. I don't think my body is an anomaly. I like tons of people with my body. Can there be more buttons? Other than, I guess, the male, female. And then as of today, the statement from TSA spokesperson Mike England said, our officers are trained to properly screen members of the transgender community. TSA takes all potential civil rights violations very seriously and conducted a review of the incident after examining the blah, 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 blah. We have determined that the evidence shows our officers followed TSA's strict guidelines. So again, to border online of a civil rights violation, that has to be pretty egregious. Now, definitely in bad taste, inconveniencing, yes. Does it require more education as more people across the country are becoming more familiar with transgender issues? I would most definitely say so. So again, not knowing the whole situation, I'm not so quick to run and cry, you know, that her rights were violated or that, you know, she has been harmed irreparably. I do think it is a shame. And I think what it does is it definitely puts the microscope on to say, make sure that you have enough people aware of transgender issues, and especially when it comes to identification, gender conformity, anomalies that may show up in the type of test that we all would go through to go through screening at an airport with TSA. That knowledge is going to keep things like this from happening. I mean, again, not knowing more of the situation, do I feel, you know, should you give her a free flight somewhere? Yeah, probably. Is she owed $1 million? Probably not.
Yeah, I think it was quite ridiculous, though, how they handled it, because she was very...
From what we know,
she was very honest in eyewitnesses that were there and everything. She was very forward about saying, hey, I am a transgendered individual.
Right.
I am, you know, male to female. This is how I live my life. This is part of my anatomy. And they, like, how can you not...
Transgender people also should not have to plan in an additional 40 minutes to their security time.
Well, but no. One thing you could do, anyone has the right to request a private screening. So when you're going through TSA, if you know that this is something that you either want to be private about, like I said, just because you're transgender doesn't mean you have to put yourself on blast just to get through. So if that's an issue and you want to maintain your privacy, any woman, any person that is very modest, any female, any person based on size or shape or ethnicity or any other reason is able to request a private screening. You know, I'll be honest, I honestly did not know that. I really didn't ever think about that was an option. So why? What better way than to make sure you know that if you are transgender or you have any issue at all that would, you know, put you at odds with TSA or put you in a situation where you don't want to be in or might feel embarrassed or uncomfortable, request the private. And I know it sucks to say, hey, go do something different. But, you know, hey, if that's how we're going to accommodate to make sure everyone feels okay, to make sure we still follow protocol for safety on airplanes, then, I mean, I guess I don't know what other solutions we should offer. I mean,
I think the airlines on the tickets, because on your airline ticket, it states male or female on your actual airline ticket.
So it's on the airlines, you think, to catch up.
I think there should maybe be a transgender. I mean, you're not handing your boarding pass to 1,000 people putting yourself on blast. Maybe they need to stamp instead of an F or an M, maybe there should be a transgender option for airlines so that there's a...
Like a little picture of like a D.
No, just...
Like a T instead like of a T. Like a male or female or woman, whatever.
There can be literally no vocal dialogue that can happen. They can see your boarding pass and go, okay, now I'm
just
aware.
Just stamp that on my passport.
I'm aware of the situation.
You're awful. You're terrible. Put that away.
Yeah. So, but bringing awareness is also, you know, I do think that there should be more categories than male and female.
Those are T's.
Yeah.
Those are T's.
Oh, great. That's great.
You're a really great artist.
Those are T's.
But what would be wrong with that? Why can't there be
wrong with that?
A T, then they're aware of it. They don't even need to talk about it. It's
the problem, slightly less private. The problem with that, putting the T on there, is then you're going to get into muddy waters when it comes to, well, they have this description over here.
I don't like muddy waters.
Shut up, Justice. They have this description over here on the ticket. Let's get them their own bathroom, too, when they don't need, you know, like it's, if I was a transgender transitioning to female, which I don't plan on doing anytime soon.
And, no, but you're
I'm
a pretty boy.
Shut
boy.
Up, Justice. And they have no...
give you a compliment.
And they have, I have no intention to, like, if I were to transition, I would want to identify as female. You know, I'd want it to have an F on my ticket.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, but isn't it almost... It's
tuck very well and you'll make your flight.
It's almost like it was an... I'm not going to say it was an isolated incident, like, as a whole, but...
I've heard before, though, from transgender friends that going through the airport does tend to get a little sketchy.
Really?
Yeah, I know a lot. They mentioned that in this article saying that, hey, I choose not to travel by airplane just to avoid those potential situations where I'm going to be, you know.
So I was just trying to, you know, bounce ideas. Like, you know, I get that they want to identify as a female, but to avoid something,
well,
maybe.
When you're pre-op, I understand, like, being the F or the M. But before, you have to almost have that transgender label so they understand what's going on. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's an educational tool type of idea.
But even then, it's still dicey because I believe in some states and situations, you can be legally... you can legally be recognized as the opposite gender, but still keep certain parts on. Like, you could still have your male parts, mm-hmm. but still, you know, but be recognized
as
a woman.
Your driver's license
says is that correct? Or is that only men? I think female to male, I know that definitely they say, hey, you don't, because it's a lot more difficult surgery.
You may
not get the boy part from transitioning female to male, but you could still be legally recognized as a male. Does that apply flip-flop?
Yeah, both. Both it applies for.
So there the red flag is going to raise when they go, hey, okay, yeah, you're a female, you look like a female, but there still is an anomaly when we're going through our little puff test here and looking at our x-rays and, hey, you're a female, and what do you got down there? What are you trying to smuggle in here, dame? Look at you, you broad.
Yeah, but that, I
don't know why a TSA agent sound like a 1930s gangster.
I don't either.
Are we going back to, like, the days of Chicago?
Come here, see? Let me see what you're carrying with you, see? You're packing? What you packing, see?
Oh, man.
Everything just went into black and white filter, and we're just in the 1930s.
I don't know. I think there's just so much transgender education. And, like,
I am
a huge advocate for, you know, Caitlyn Jenner's and all the transgender spokesmen.
Who's that?
Laverne Cox, all of them.
Oh, yes.
But these are things that are constantly coming up, and I feel like there needs to be a more progressive step forward.
So
we're identifying it's a problem, but what do we do?
So this incident is springboarding, and I was going to say, what better airport than... I think Orlando International Airport, when you compare our airport to a bunch of other international airports, our airport is like king compared to some of these other crap holes. Like, if you ever landed in Dallas, Dallas is a crap hole. Miami International, that's a crap hole. So what better way than to have a airport that is probably more international than other international airports?
It's probably one of the most traveled airports in the world.
In the city that we're in, you know, what better way? I mean, I'm not going to say what better way, but, you know, if this had to take place somewhere, I'm glad it took place in Orlando. And I'm hoping that, you know, with this incident in mind, we can start looking at what the TSA agents can do so that everyone, you know, everyone is trained to deal with every other situation or possibility that may come up while going through airport screening. This is one of those things. This is part of our society. Almost a million of our citizens identify or live as the T's and LGBT, transgender individuals. So if we're going to show, you know, for real, for fun, for everyone, love and respect towards all, that means that we make sure that there's a plan for those roughly a million people who may want to take a flight.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But who would be the person to spearhead that? Would it have to be your Caitlyn Jenner, your Laverne Cox?
It would have to be a Caitlyn Jenner.
All of those.
I want Caitlyn Jenner to do a reality show like The Simple Life with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, where Caitlyn Jenner goes and works different jobs for a day as Caitlyn Jenner. So I want Caitlyn Jenner to be a TSA security agent one day.
Dear God.
Like, please stop on
the
thing.
Can you imagine Candace Cain with her beautiful mane?
Please put your back
through
the thing.
Like, down.
I want Caitlyn Jenner to be like a female security guard at like a high maximum impact prison. I want that. I want to see Caitlyn Jenner. I want to see Caitlyn Jenner comfort small children.
How about an Olympic athlete?
Oh.
Anyone that...
Or a cat lady.
We go for that.
She has a cat named Tickles.
Yeah.
Tickles, come here. Come here, Tickles.
But I bet it's going to be one of the big airlines. Delta is very gay friendly. So is Southwest. I bet one of them is going to step up and go, you know what, we're going to train everyone on transgendered issues.
Speaking of gay friendly, this is the second thing I learned this week. Why do you know why Doritos, why Cool Ranch Doritos are being compared to, do you know why Cool Ranch Doritos are being compared to ISIS, a threat to Christianity, and as a gay gateway?
Yes.
Snack.
Yes, because I just saw the Target troll went and became the Doritos troll.
Yeah, do you know what happened? Did you see what happened with the Doritos?
Yeah, they're making rainbows. Okay,
Wait. Why are you going to... Let me tell the headline, Daniel.
You asked him if he knew.
I knew.
Popular chip maker Frito-Lay announced this week that it's teaming up with the It Gets Better project to launch a limited edition of its cool-flavored ranch Doritos. The chips come in pride colors, green, blue, red, orange, and purple, and are branded as Doritos Rainbows. They're the first product of its kind supporting the gay community.
So they're like Dorainbows? Would have been a better name.
Here's their marketing slogan. Doritos, the brand, has stood for the bold. And we believe there's nothing more bolder than being yourself. Right now, the chips are available online when you donate $10 or more to the It Gets Better project. After making a donation, Doritos sends you a bag of the chips free of charge within 2 weeks. We should get one. It could be like a collector's item.
So yeah. The only way you can get it is by donating to the campaign, correct?
If you donate $10 to the It Gets Better project, Doritos sends you chips.
Fritos, you rock.
That's incredible.
Now, we already mentioned the trolls that are coming out speaking against it. Some folks have called the chips sick and disappointing, urging people to not make a contribution or to buy any other Frito-Lay product anywhere, saying
That's like all snack foods, in case you're wondering. That's like boycotting Coke.
Now listen, you better hope they don't boycott, because you know what Christians do a lot of? Christians eat, all right? You know what they eat a lot of? They eat a lot of chips. Because even Christians have their own football parties and church parties. I'm Christian too, but when you go to a lot of church functions, there's always chips. There's always Doritos. Always Doritos.
Well, there's usually just a bowl of Cheetos, actually, which I'm now, sure listen, is the same company.
Is it a cop-out that it's only the Cool Ranch? Because I would do this, but I'm not a big fan of Cool Ranch. Why not the mothership?
Oh, those are my
favorite. Why not the regular nacho cheese?
I feel like that's not the issue to debate.
Because it's yellow.
I feel like they're not fully committed to this, bro. They're all like, yo, we'll give you the Cool Ranch, but we're holding on to this
cash. But what if the spices of the cheesy nacho? I don't eat Doritos, so I don't know what they taste like.
Maybe they think Cool Ranch nachos are more conducive to a bottom's health.
Well, no. They certainly are not.
Oh, never mind. Angel eats them all the time. What?
They're orange. The orange stuff that they put on it to give it the nacho cheese would turn them all like orange. Dirty rainbow.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It wouldn't
hurt. They're not holding back. They're aesthetic.
Daniel Atomic, what is it to give someone a dirty rainbow? Do I need to take this out of the closet?
It's a Durainbow.
You need to probably mute our mics for the air.
Do not get confused with Santorum and Durainbow. They are not the same.
Django Unchained? What?
Yeah.
All right, so that's going on with Durango.
You've just been Durango. it's going to catch on.
You want to do some news for me really quick, Bubba?
Okay, I guess I will talk about
stuff. I feel like I have
so
much more discussion on that topic.
I know.
On what, on Doritos?
Okay, I am so...
No, we don't have to rush past. I'm sorry, I don't mean to rush past. I just...
With
an eye on the clock, what else do you have to say about Doritos? Oh,
yeah. No, I'm good.
I'm just...
No, you can't do that! I just gave you the airtime!
I'm just over this... war on Christianity or whatever, attack. No, it is a war on hatred, okay?
Well,
you're being hateful. We're trying to not be hateful. Stop being hateful.
The reason I don't go on tangents like this that often is because we're coming into an election season, and this just comes from the show prep that I do. You know, I read through multiple things. It is getting worse. People are becoming more bold with saying, I'm going to stand up for what I believe in, and I'm going to do it in a way that's acting out, that is causing some issue or controversy or showing some prejudice or hatred or discrimination. And I've said it before, I'm worried that if we all don't start kind of calming down and realize that life's too serious to be taken seriously, we're going to find ourselves on a class belief sexuality kind of warfare, and I'm fearful that there's going to be another incident, much like a Matthew Shepard incident, where someone feels justified in doing something that results in the death or harm to another human being, because we're letting it get this way. Everyone is.
Look at the deaths in the transgender community that were cold-bloodedly murdered for hatred.
This is where we all differ then. My solution to it is to say, let's try and find what we have in common and laugh about it. Like, that's what I'm always going to do. Like, I get uncomfortable when we're trying to think of real issues here, because I personally don't feel like I'm qualified to give you real suggestions and real issues on how to make things better. I know how to distract you. I know how to make you laugh. I know how to try and say, look for the humor in all situations. I know how to try and put yourself in the shoes of another person's, in the shoes of another person to try and see where they're coming from, and that life is too serious to be taken seriously. So in a way, I find it uncomfortable because I find myself, for once, not having a solution. And for a fixer like me.
But nobody is listening to the show or calling in thinking that you are a counselor or a therapist, but you have the right to have an opinion.
But plenty of times people still say, oh, well, you need to use your voice. That argument, we get complaints about that every single month, that this show isn't as issue driven because we don't just sit here and agree with all the gay people and just put down all the straight people. Like, because we do, we march to the beat of our own drum.
Sure.
So in a way, you know, I mean, and I guess in a way I'm fearful that we don't have, that in general, that people don't have the ability to laugh and stop taking themselves so seriously.
We can, but you're allowed to have an opinion on serious issues too.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying you're not, and I'm not trying to shoot down your opinion. Please don't think that
I'm
at all.
I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about you.
Right. But sometimes I don't have an opinion because, you know, and Daniel and I talk about this every week. You know, I'm especially torn on the religious front of it because my faith is a big part of my life. That is how I was raised. It is very bittersweet to say, yeah, I'm at a point in my life where I fully accept myself as a gay man, and I'm happy, and I'm healthy, and I'm successful in what I do, yet my faith is still a big part of my life. It brings me tears when I see people that claim, that people that are Christians, that represent themselves in the same faithful vein as I do, doing despicable, horrible things. It makes you feel bad, you know? And it makes me feel like, you know what? I can't...
I do feel like they're tarnishing the Christian name. I really think...
But it also makes me feel just as bad when somebody else can just shoot down and just dismiss all religion. Again, you and I are never going to be on that same page.
Yeah.
So, and because you're an atheist, but at the same time, I feel that you respect me as a person.
Absolutely.
And that
and
you
I
love me as a person. And you and I have found humor. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
You're fine. No, and I, like, this is no disrespect to anything. I'm a member of the United Methodist Church, and we are starting this really cool movement called the Other Sheep Bible Study, which focuses on those issues.
The Other Sheep or the Other Sheep?
Sheep.
Sheep?
Or, like, yes. Bah.
Like that. Like, it's not, yeah, just like that.
Don't pull the wool over her eyes. Let her talk.
We're so
I'm
funny.
Sorry, that was very sheepish of me. That was kind of bad.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I'll let you continue. You, that's a male sheep.
But, like, right now, my church is really working with it and doing this Bible study to understand. Will you stop with the farm animals right now?
I know. I'm scared to
tell them to shut up.
No, it's about pigs and sheep. Like, it just made me think about pigs and sheep.
I know exactly what Babe is. I promise you. I grew up with it. Like,
tell me more.
Tell me about it.
And I just think that there's, I mean, what if it bleeds, it leads is a big headline in anything. And anything that starts drama is going to go to the news. But there are Christian groups and there are non-Christian groups.
Please note that I did not interject an inappropriate joke right there where I could have. I just want to point out that I did not make the joke I could have made about trade that came over the other day.
But he also interrupted to make sure that you knew.
Oh, geez.
That it was going on. But no, and I think
that's the title of this radio show. Like, this episode's going to be called
If It Bleeds, It Leads. Let her talk, Justice!
And I just, like, I have respect for anyone's beliefs. Whatever your personal beliefs are, go for it. But I also think that you need to look at the positive things that people are doing, such as the Methodist Church and such as one of the main pastors of the church has come out and said, I would love to marry people in our church.
Mm-hmm.
And getting it going and getting all of that process started. So it just has to start with one person sending positivity, not 20 people doing
that. So we kind of see this is the point of divergence, where we're either going to see it becomes a full-on attack war of gays versus religion going this way versus people that are trying to embrace both and find amicable solutions. Mm-hmm. And you know, so like I said, yeah, there are these points of, you know, divergence where we're splitting off. And I think this is one of those where we're going to see in the next 2 years, it's either going to go really weird this way or really weird this way. And I think we need to bring it a little bit back in here together so that we can all coexist.
Well, like you both said, though, I think people have lost the idea of people.
Yeah.
We label everything. Everything is labeled. You know, you are black, you're white, you're green, you're yellow, you're Christian, you're Lutheran,
top, you're
Methodist, you're top, you're bottom.
Yeah.
We have labeled ourselves crazy, and we've stopped considering each other as human beings.
Because
and you know what?
When I make no sense. I'm a registered Republican who is a Christian who loves and supports gay rights.
Right.
I don't make sense. And someone's going to meet me and be like, oh, you're fake, you're this, you're that. No, ma'am. I love what I love, and I love what I love it. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yep. Top and bottom are positions, not people. You ready for your news?
I'm ready for the news. Is it my news song? All right. A Boston man claims he was slut-shamed by an insurance provider when he was denied coverage after revealing he takes Truvada as a preventative measure.
Truvada.
Is that a real thing? Slut-shaming?
Yeah. Slut-shaming.
Yeah,
like, if you take Truvada, you're a Truvada whore.
I've never heard this. This is new to me. Can I start slut-shaming you?
You should have been doing it for the last 2.5 years.
Yeah, okay.
I'll start.
The man who is...
I take my Truvada.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Ovaltine.
We all love Truvada and the amazing advancements.
Always drink your Ovaltine.
Right? So
you don't know what Truvada is?
I thought it was pronounced differently. That was my bad.
It's okay. I'm sure it's got multiple pronunciations.
You know, you're right. The emphasis, it's actually Truvada.
The A with the
Truvada. And you have to kind of move your head slightly to the left.
Off the
mic to the left. Truvada.
Why to the left? Can I go right?
Well, you know, it depends on which handed you are.
Valid. So anyways, the man who is only being identified as John Doe just filed an official complaint.
Name.
I know, right? Just filed a complaint against Mutual of Omaha with the Massachusetts right commission against discrimination, alleging the company discriminated against for being gay. His official statement was, "I was shocked." That's really all. Okay. Well, I guess he was lost for words.
Oh my God.
He was lost for words. I thought maybe they misunderstood me. I'm HIV negative. I'm not HIV positive. I was taking Truvada as a precautionary measure. So they are shaming him for doing preventative care, pretty much, which is ridiculous, and they just want to make more money off of it.
Well, so be aware of that when you know, if this is an issue for you, if this is an issue for your health, be aware of who you have your insurance with based on, you know, like...
I'm clearly not Mutual of Omaha.
I have insurance...
New York Life.
New York Life? Okay, I'd say I'm with United. I was with United, and I'm with Cigna. They cover Truvada. They actually cover it free of charge. I don't have to pay anything.
Zero.
They give me a 90-day supply every 3 months of my Truvada. It cost me zero, and they know that it is preventative health for my health.
And if you don't have...
Now, granted, all the other crap I keep catching, you know, that costs money for medicine. Right. You know, like, okay.
If you do not have...
Swear to God, I'm just kidding. If I'm going to hook up with you later, don't listen to this.
Okay. But if you do not actually have good coverage of Truvada, you can actually go to Truvada's website, and they will, and you register, they will pay up to $300 of your Truvada prescription a month. So even if you do have a copay, it is copay applicable. So go to Truvada.com.
And for an extra $50, they will actually put your face on the pill that you take. So every day,
that's
you're gonna
be like,
true. I'm taking
that's
it.
That's not true.
Or, you can, or really if there's some hot guy you're lusting after, you can pick up like four or five pictures of dudes you're into and put their faces on the
They're
Truvada. So every day it's like, hey, hot dude, I'm putting you in my mouth. You know, it's like, you know, swallowing you.
So I do have to.
It's like, get your name on a piece of rice, get a face of a hookup on a Truvada.
I have to talk about another story that I just read this morning.
Tell me more.
So, Martin Scorsese, I don't know. It's some sort of name.
That's the British pronunciation.
Yes. A former hedge fund manager who runs Turning Pharmaceuticals.
I tried to pull this one, but I didn't really understand it.
Yeah, said that, that although patients typically took the drug Daraprim for several weeks, it was still a bargain. So, this has been brought to our attention because this used to be $13.50 a dose, or a pill.
And it's a pill for people that are living with full-blown AIDS. It's meant to help curb...
And cancer
patients. Oh, and cancer, okay.
It is not strictly...
It's a toxoplasmosis.
So it's a medication I could have potentially been on pill form during my ordeal.
That you can no longer afford.
So $13.50 a pill. That's not crazy. A cheap pill, but much more reasonable than the now $750 a dose, a pill.
And what is even more despicable is I watched this guy on an interview.
Yeah.
And he was talking...
Is he, like, all cocky about it? Like, oh, look what
bit.
I did.
Well, A, he says, you know, he comes from the business standpoint, and he's like, you know, we need to turn profit on this. Fine. And then what he comes up with next just made my blood boil, because he said, with this medication, you could have easily had... You could have easily, like, been cured of whatever you were on for about a total of $1,000. And then he said most...
It was $1,300, actually.
$1,300. And now he said was like, but most medical stuff for cancer and blah, blah, blah is going to cost you $100,000.
Yeah.
So he compared it saying that it should be about $100,000.
His exact quote was, this drug saves your life for $50,000. That's a pretty good price to me. Yeah, okay, if it's going to cost me $50,000 to save my life, yeah, that's a price I'd be willing to pay. But compared to $1,300, which is much more affordable, and this is ridiculous.
This is the reason why people are going overseas to get care. My friend with Lyme disease, who I joked about earlier, she's actually going to Germany to get care, because over there it's going to cost about $9,000, whereas over here it would have cost $108,000.
Yeah, like all those underground EDM German bathhouse techno raves, dude. Like, I'm sure
she's going to make a pit stop there, Justice.
Yes. Dude, if I'm going to go through a horrible medical experience, again, I'm going to make sure I do it in someplace that's fun.
Yeah, well, he also said that
I want to go to Bangkok. That's where I want to go.
The amount of individuals in the healthcare system that actually take this drug are minuscule. Well, yeah, there's much more, you know, burn victims and this and that, but there's more and more and more cancer patients and, you know, good things like Truvada, things like that, but there is still a huge, especially in the straight community, huge outbreaks of HIV still. Yeah. This is, you know, this is the, well, the research has gotten so much better, the drugs,
Is not gone.
The disease is not gone. Cancer is still very much so, if not more prevalent. And he's saying that those people don't matter, that they the average person for that drug now is going to cost $63,000 to take that drug.
Hey, let her make her comment because I think she has a time constraint and I need to finish out that last news story really quick.
Well, no, I was just agreeing with your point about, so if you can't afford this, you don't matter.
Yeah, if you cannot, $63,000 for one medication. Imagine the other medications that you're on.
I am so sick of money defining a human. So it doesn't matter. Like I said, I hate labels. I hate this and I hate that.
Or money defining what kind of quality of life you get.
I mean, think about all those poor guys that were on rentboy.com and now that website is shut down and now you got escorts turning tricks for like really low bucks that don't know where to go because rentboy.com got shut down. I'm gonna have to open up the house for Justice's Wayward House for out of work rent boys.
But
you know what I mean?
This is just.
Do you ever have that problem?
No.
Are you sorry you came?
No, not at all.
Do you get the joke now?
Oh, I'm just laughing so hard.
You're amazing. Here's the secret. You guys are all here to like make the show valid and say like intelligent crap. I'm here to just like push the buttons and make myself laugh.
The listeners can still hear us.
I'm just when the music's playing and I'm whispering like this, only you guys can hear my voice. So Daniel,
is the music playing?
Daniel, only you can hear my voice right now. Well, you can't even hear because you didn't have headphones on, so it's extra secret. So this is what we do. This is how we do it. Like the listeners aren't listening to what we're saying right now. They're just like listening to the music. We're like,
oh, yeah, they are. Anyway, but Hillary Clinton did come out with a statement saying she is working on a proposal to cap all medications at $250 a month. And the guy's not even attractive anyways.
Yeah, we gotta skip it. Just read the headline.
But Obama has just nominated the first openly gay service secretary to lead the army. Actually, I did read the story the other day. It's pretty interesting and awesome. And he's done some, like, hardcore awesome stuff. Go gay, man, go.
Mm-hmm.
But Hillary Clinton wants to introduce a thing. Any chronic disease treatment and or infections like cancer, HIV, AIDS, she wants to put a cap at $250 for all monthly medications. Mm. That would be awesome. $250.
Angel, would you do me a favor and run into that room and tell her that we're going to keep talking, that she can just switch over whenever, please?
Or
that next door. Because she can't.
She just goes, I can hear you.
She always says she can't hear me every week. Oh, wait, is it future time? Is it 8 seconds in the future?
It is.
No, it's not. Because normally when we talk, it's 8 seconds till anyone can hear us. So anyways, well, thank you, DJ Leah with the Limelight Live.
Well, yeah, it's because we had a dump earlier. The delay's gone.
It builds back up. We're good.
So I can say all sorts of things right now then, huh?
Yeah, well, she'll click over when she needs to click over. But right now, don't curse. We don't know if we're off the air yet. So the third thing I learned this week was, I'll get to that in a minute, but real quick, I wanted to say much love and thanks. I could have talked more about just going out on Friday night with Thursday and Friday night with the House of Adonis, 11th anniversary party.
Adonis!
The party bus that was going from like Southern to Savoy to Woodstock, all over the place. I had a good friend with me. It was a great time. Had a little bit, you know, had a very, very fun time, and then ended up spending the weekend up in Fort White near Gainesville with my buddy and his boyfriend in like a trailer in the forest going tubing down a river. It was kind of like Weeds, that show Weeds, but meets like redneck river folk with this mom. But it was good times all the way around. So it was the most relaxing.
I just heard nature and just shut down completely. Yeah.
It was good. It was good. If you'll notice, like I wasn't glued to my, there was no Wi-Fi. So I was not glued to my phone the entire weekend.
You were in water, so water.
Like I literally fell asleep on a tube in a river for 45 minutes. And just did not...
Fell asleep or passed out?
I fell asleep. You know, the line between those two is becoming more and more, like, vague and
and convoluted every day of my life. But anyway,
it's
so
your age.
Yeah. Hey, third thing I learned this week. Hey, Daniel, do you want to have a baby with me?
Absolutely not. You struggle keeping a plant alive.
If there are any
alive.
Listeners that want to have a baby with Justice, please let us know.
Maybe I can have a baby with myself. Researchers from Cambridge University have discovered it's possible to make a baby using cells from two same-sex parents, potentially allowing future gay couples to have their own bio kids. This isn't just sci-fi geek stuff. The group predicts that their stem cell breakthrough research technology could be ready in as little as 2 years. They compared the lab created stem cells with human cells from fetuses and found they had identical characteristics. So they're looking at if we are going to be able to take the genetic material from two people, regardless of what sex they are, and create a new life.
How the hell do we not have a cure for cancer? If we can make babies out of splooge and splooge alone, like, how do we not, like, what are we spending our research dollars on? This is what we're researching?
This is new actually how buttons. The world's going to end. Skynet is on its way.
No, what I was thinking
how much
this could be the end of the species. What if same-sex babies start getting cataloged as, like, a different class of citizen because they don't have a real, they don't have a bio mommy and a bio daddy?
And are they automatic?
And what if they become genetically superior? Like, what if this is what creates
guys,
mutants,
but
man?
But what's worse? What if they're gay?
Super how?
Oh,
same-sex mutant gays? That's what we're going to get. We're going to be a nation of same-sex mutant superhero gays.
Adopt a kid. You know, there's so
no,
many
I don't.
Kids
I, want, I want a kid with potential superpowers. I don't want that crap normal kid. I want a...
Yeah,
I want
superpowers
also aren't real. Like, I'm really sorry.
I want a homo superior baby.
Okay, so yeah, the X-Men are great until you get the one that, like, looks like a pile of mud walking
my
around,
mutant power is to be a barnacle.
Do you get to, like, reject your bio baby if it turns out weird? Be like, ooh, six
yeah.
fingers?
You hand it over to Professor Xavier and tell him to treat him to live in a world that hates and fear him. Here's
right? Him. Do you get to, like, because you're literally purchasing a bio baby. Do you have to, like, sign away, like, hey, if it comes out with, like, three ears, it's still yours. You
all
still
I,
have to take it.
All I know is that
is
I'm going to go
human
ahead.
Life, so that...
Yeah, but that's you can,
as
we
soon
can't
as this
play
becomes,
God. We
as
can't
soon as
play God. It gets too.
We've been playing God for years.
I'm gonna play God as soon as this becomes genetically possible and happens. I'm gonna burn every single thing in my room, my sheets, my bed, my headboard, my wall. I'm gonna burn it all because I don't want anyone making kids of mine without my consent.
Gross.
Yeah,
we've got to be off the air now, right?
What happens if someone does like steal your? Spadooky and make a baby without your consent. I mean, this is Spadooky. Entering a whole new Spadooky. Realm of like awful.
I'm sure you would have to sign a contract. Like at that point, like if you were like going in, there would have to be a
I mean, why are we wasting money on this kind of shit though?
All right, as our outro music starts to play, did you have a good time today?
I had a great
would
time.
You like to come back?
Of course, if you'll have me.
Okay, I would love to have you back. I like that you contributed. You're going to realize that you have to fight for your airtime to speak and realize that if you get too serious for too long, I'm just going to shit all over it. But you did good. You did a good job.
We heard that.
Life is too serious to be taken seriously, and I appreciate what you brought to the show today. Thank you so much.
Of course.
What was your name again?
Mary.
Thanks so much for coming
on. Thank you.
How can people follow you on Twitter or Instagram or anything like that?
You can follow me at Brittany Acuff. It's BrittanyAcuff.
All right, that's a lot of letters. You got it. We'll check it out. We'll tag you today. And then, Josh, we're so glad you're back. Maybe you come back for a couple of years. You able to come back a little more? Or what's your schedule like right
so.
Now with shows?
I'm actually working Halloween Horror Nights. I'm doing one
okay,
of the
cool.
shows out there. I'm doing the Carnage Returns. And then I'm actually doing Broadway Brunch.
Can you say which show?
Yeah, the Carnage Returns.
Oh, nice, nice.
I saw the pictures. It looks so fun.
And then I'll be back at Broadway Brunch this Sunday. We're actually doing our Diagon Alley show. So.
Nice.
Come on by.
Harry Potter action.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, dude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome.
I miss you.
Here.
I love you. I'm glad you're here.
I miss you too,
I need to hang out with you more because I need to be a better person.
I'm not going to make you a better person.
No, not make me, but like it reinforces what I need to do to be a better person.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Anyway. What's up? You're my roommate. You pay me rent. How's it going?
Good. I'm going to be painting stuff all over town. That's what I'm
with paintbrushes.
With paintbrushes.
Our guests over there, John and Angel. Did you guys have fun coming in today?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Good to see you guys. Thank you for being a part of it. Angel, I love your laugh. Your laugh is absolutely contagious. You are welcome in this studio anytime because, you know, even if one person laughs at my dumb joke, then damn it, I'm validated. So
and
that's
thanks,
it for today.
John, for our ice cream.
Special yeah. edition of Outlaw Orlando, humblehappyhourgayradioshow.com. Until next time, always remember we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. Until next time, always swing first. Fight those good fights and let justice roll. Until next time, I wish you enough.
Watch out for those left-handed cigarettes.
I don't have a problem. I'm Justice, and I love you.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in this.
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 Fabulous.
We here at Out Loud Orlando give that 1, 2, 3. Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was the gayest arms I've ever seen to express that. Now I'm very, very legal.
Jeez.
It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I wanted to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No. No. Because
we're matching the funds.
No.
It's Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour, raising money for a good cause.
Because
get over it.
You
it's
could
such
not,
a good idea.
No, no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pigs. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess, warrior, Princess Xena style.
It's,
It's all food. Out Loud Orlando, ruining lives all across America.
On a daily basis.
Daddy Poppers!
No. I'm not saying that.
You? I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha ha.
Dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
Wait,
out.
Wait, what?
Around you, everything the light touches is gay.
Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Of course.